Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host of Women Leading the Way, and I have got a woman that is leading the way. I'm delighted to introduce our leading lady today and my guest, Contessa Kanaday, and she's the founder of Contessology. And if you want to know, that's a triple word, kind of like word salad. It is Contessology. We're going to be talking today about career management and, you know, the career transition. There's so much going on in the world and in business right now. So, Contessa, I just want you to say welcome. I want to say welcome, and I want you to say hello to all of our listeners this morning.
Well, hello, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me today. And hello, all listeners. Hello.
We're an international show, Contessa. So we're traveling through the radio waves, saying hello to all of our listeners on a Monday morning. And people are thinking about business today. I'm dying to kind of talk to you because I know even for me, it's like I'm dying to know more about your services and what you do. But one of the first things, and I think I told you that when we first met, was Contessology. Now, I got to ask you, it's a cool name, but what does Contessology stand for and what does it mean as a business?
So you might not know this, but it's actually taken from my name of Contessa and created Contessology. And I just think that Contessology is this, not a theology, but a mindset for all the women that I've met in my life and that I've worked with and women that I read about in the papers and on TV about how women are working so hard trying to do everything. And so they are at the top of their careers. And I usually work with high achieving women who are at the C-suite, who are managing large teams. But I find that many women are not happy in their careers. And so Contessology is just this way to always know that you deserve the best. You deserve complete life and career satisfaction. And so it's a career service that helps you find what works for you and not just defined by the usual society's example of what success is. And I'm telling you women that it's okay. Success is being happy.
I love that. I did know a little bit about that, but that is how the business name was from your name, which I love that. You know, you inspire me because I think so many women, at least these are the ones I talked with, right, and Connected Women of Influence, that, you know, and so many women that are in their careers feel like I'm there just because I worked my way to wherever they're at, right? Up the ladder, you know, to senior management, not, it's like there's frustration. But tell me a little bit more about how do you do what you do? Like, what would be some things that you would share with women who maybe are feeling either one, I've hit obviously the proverbial glass ceiling, like I don't feel like my career is going anywhere, or I want to, you know, we were talking at a recent luncheon and it's like they want to lean out, not lean in anymore. What do you tell women that are just frustrated and maybe don't know where to go? Like, what's their next step, so to speak?
Well, you know, first when we work together, I have a 5-step process, and within the process, it's kind of like a cycle, and it starts off with envision, looking at your vision for the future, what you want, and how to find what your strengths are, your true strengths, not just things that you like to do, actual things that you're born innately and are good at and that you are able to wield whenever you need it, and to see exactly what is not happening with your vision right now. And so I think a big misconception for women is that they, like we said, you're high achieving, you've worked really hard to get to where you're at, you have advanced degrees, but you're not happy. And so that's a disconnect that many women have by going that route, because there's a fallacy. We're following what society thinks is what to be successful. Success is usually defined as making a lot of money, being in charge of a large group, and having a great prestigious title. But we find out from many women that a title means absolutely nothing, and making money will not make you happy if other parts of your life are not going well. And so in the envision stage, we always really think about what makes you happy in your regular life. In the next stage after envision, we go on to, ownership. So once you see what isn't happening or what you really like to do and how your strengths can play to that, you need to take ownership of your past and where you are today. Like, you are here because of your decisions, and it's okay to have those decisions, and we don't want to feel bad about any decisions that we've made, but we want to take ownership so that we take the power back. A lot of times in work, women, we will cede our power to someone else, to our boss, to our career, to our education. And so when you take ownership back, you're able to move forward in a direction that really fits you. And so I think my biggest piece of advice is just thinking about what success means to you.
Do you find, Contessa, that a lot of women, and I'm guessing, and maybe this isn't the case, women I interact with, that so many of them, when you say, what do you want to do? Like, if you weren't doing what you do now, what? If you could wave a magic wand, you'd want to do? So many women have a real tough time answering that question because they've given so much up to raise children, get the kids through school, you know what I mean? And now they're like, what do I want to do? Do you find a lot of women struggle with that in your experience?
I find that most people struggle with that, but women especially, and that's where I've kind of focused my company towards, is that we have these unique struggles. Like, first of all, women are about community. And that's an innate sense that we have to, protect our young. And so we want to, not be so back in the past with protecting our young, but just taking what we have and using it well. So if we thrive in communities, you need to know that a work environment needs to thrive for you. So if you are a woman who is very successful, you're more likely surrounded by a lot of men. And men are great, they're fantastic, but it's not a woman that you're working with, or a woman mentor or a woman colleague to relate to you in that way, to understand your struggles. And women have, even if they don't have their own family, they are the person who their father comes to, or their siblings, or they're the ones who bring people together. So they have all these different things on their plates, and they're juggling all these different plates. And it's about just accepting that we are a little different and our needs are different. So we are allowed to ask for more. And so when women are not happy, it's usually because of a work-life balance. Something's wrong there. And so there usually is no balance. There's just work and doing more work. You wake up and the first thing you do is look at your email. But that's not what your mind is created to do. That's not what your mind is supposed to do, is wake up and look at your email, because that sets the stage for the entire day. And so I even think about the psychology when I work with my clients, and what's the first thing that you do, or what's the first thing that you want to do? Maybe you wake up and you do some meditation. A lot of women have trouble with meditating, like myself. So I just keep my eyes closed for a good 10 minutes, and that's a way for me to meditate. And I come up with some of my best ideas and my best goals for the day or my life in those 10 minutes in the morning, or waking up and journaling. Just, I know journaling is not super fun. For some people, it's very hard, but just grab your journal, write down your goals for the day. And so just thinking of what your work-life balance is going to be, and are you doing the little steps? I call them envision steps. Are you doing the little steps to get to your goal? So I think a lot of it is just getting that work-life balance, just acknowledging that it's not there, and thinking of what you can do to change that. And there's a lot of steps after that's like the first step.
Yeah, no, I love that. There's a book called The Miracle Morning. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it has, pieces of it that just say, how you – so many, superstars, like A+ influencers and stuff will start their day with that kind of thing, meditation. And I have to tell a quick story, because we had a member, a few years ago that was doing something like that, right? She was journaling in the morning, and the way her house was set up, she only had a little corner in the kitchen to do this, right? So she's out there and she's doing her meditation and stuff. And her husband one morning got up a little bit early, and he comes out and she goes, leave. She goes, this is my time for my miracle morning. And so she shooed him away, but that was her time in her place, in her kitchen. And I'm like, I thought that was super powerful. Like, this is my time right now.
No,
I love that.
Important.
Go ahead.
So important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. Because women don't self-care. I mean, I, every time I talk to you, I feel I learn something new. And look, just for full disclosure to all of our listeners, it's like I'm in my late 50s, so I kind of like went through, a lot with my career. But, with you, I want to just share with our listeners a little bit, Contessa, about your background. I mean, you are just like, you're it. I'm like, with your background and how you've seen things, I mean, you come from a really great place and what you're advising women. Do you mind just sharing a little bit about your background? Because it's impressive, and I want our listeners to know. At least I was impressed anyway, so we'll go with that.
Oh, thank you. Of course, I love to share. That's a part of my personality. So I grew up in Los Angeles. We could say South Central back in the day, back in the 90s. And it wasn't a great place to grow up as far as like having mentors around or encouraging people or not drive-bys happening all the time. And I grew up in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. And so I went to school directly with other kids who were in situations that were very similar, but I had a very good foster dad that really focused and had an eye on education. And so early on growing up, I went to school and it was just tons of discipline and no love and just fights and negativity. And I said at 10 years old, I need to get out of here. So my foster father sent me on a bus to the San Fernando Valley for the next 7 years. I went to middle school and high school. And the entire time I saw these different people and kids growing up in a society in a place that I never got to see, just beauty and money and just privilege. It was amazing. But I felt like I had to catch up all the time from my humble background. And so I went on. And from there, I decided to go into art history for some reason for my BA, because my father told me I could do whatever I wanted. I didn't have to go after money.
Nice.
I could go after what impassions me. And so with art history, I was able to travel the world. I went to school in Italy. I went to school in Paris for half a year and just learned the language, learned the culture. And I learned how people live differently than they do in the United States. And I just love people and getting to know them. And I came back and I said, you know, art history is not a big deal in America. Let me go after education. So I got my master's in education, and I worked directly with underprivileged youth in Huntington Park, near Los Angeles County. And I got to see all these kids just struggling to have a chance in the world, just like I had to struggle to get a better education by going 2 hours north. And so I just have a very diverse background. But on my journey, before even becoming an educator, I had so many jobs and so many jobs after I became an educator. And it's a part because I just didn't want to settle. I learned that I didn't have to settle. And I learned early on as a woman that women are taught to settle and be pacified and be happy with what we get. You know, little orphan Oliver. And I learned that I could go after whatever I wanted. And I met so many women on this journey that were unhappy in what they did. They didn't say it, but I could tell, because we bickered about it all the time and talked about it, and people just weren't happy. And I started to take risks and challenges. And I went after, and I ended up being, I worked at Target as an overnight manager. I worked as a substitute teacher. I worked and a science teacher. I became an instructional coach and then a consultant for an education company. And I found out that you can get whatever you want if you put the right strategies in order. And so I kind of put together my 5 steps of Contessology, and I start to share it with other women. And the results were dramatic. Women going from being unhappy to completely being happy and having career satisfaction, because it's all about your mindset and going and not taking what you get, just going after you always say go bang for its buck, you know? And so, yeah. And I went over and over and over, but that's just kind of where I came from with this, my journey.
That's fabulous. I mean, but that's what I love. Seriously, that's why we wanted to have you on our show today. And then you have such a great, you know, rich experience, I think, to draw from, Contessa, which is what's amazing. Because so many women, you know, I mean, talk a little bit about this, because I, again, drinking the Lady Kool-Aid on a daily basis, like I do, you know, you hear some of the angst from women. And, you know, so many women feel like, well, this is just my lot, you know, where I'm at. I just have to grin and bear it. Or, you know, I have no choices. And, you know, you do have choices. I'm just curious, and maybe this isn't the realm you deal with, but do you, you know, when you're working with people, can you maybe share just an example of a woman that was maybe in that place that felt like she didn't know what to do? Like, what was the outcome? How did you walk her through? You know, I mean, if you want to say the name, great, but if not, totally understand confidentiality, but can you share kind of a journey with a woman and how it worked with working with you? I'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. So, I recently worked with an architect, and she was going through a divorce and just kind of learning how to separate her business from her husband's, which was the same. And so she was really down on her, not having a pity party, but just feeling like I didn't do enough while I should have in my profitable years. And we had to really dig deep with her and find out that all that time that her husband was being successful, she was raising the children and supporting her husband being successful. And she's a very talented architect, and many ideas that he put forth in their company were from her. And so she actually navigated and learned so many skills as being a mother that we got her into not her dream job, but a job where she got to be creative. Like, her dream was to be somewhere where she could have diverse projects all the time and be in charge of her, not having a micromanaging person near her, being in charge of her day-to-day basis. And so she ended up working in a company to where she had another strong female that became a mentor to her, and a company where that respected her ideology and respected her having to take time off for her kids and respected her unique ideas. And so they saw that time that she spent at home supporting her husband's business as really helpful to her. And so we went through the Envision stage, looking at what are your goals, what are your strengths to get there. We went through step two, ownership, taking ownership of what she was not happy with, but accepting that and going into the action phase. And so a lot of time we spent together was in that action phase and just going after the goals. And so the goals need to be small but manageable, and they need to be short-term and long-term. And so we picked about 2 to 3 different goals that she wanted to work on during our time together. And so as you're working on your action and doing your goals, you start to find out there's things that you really don't want that you thought you wanted. And so that goes into my step four of reaction. And she found out that even though they were giving her a lot of time to spend with her family, that she actually preferred to just work some days at home. She didn't have to leave early or things like that. And so we were able to just give her the confidence, basically just confidence to go to her superiors and say, this is what I need. And by me getting what I need, I'm able to give you the best of myself. I'm the most productive worker. I'm the most creative worker. I'm the best team leader that you have because of this. And they agreed. And she was very surprised. And when she actually went to negotiate like a new salary for herself, because she was there for some time, they were happy to give it to her. And that's one thing that I wish, I know we had a forum session with the Connected Women of Influence about what something that someone could have told you when you were younger, is that if you ask for the money, they will give it to you. And you should ask for way more than you need, because you deserve it all. And that's my motto. You deserve it all. Happiness, life, the money, everything, and complete life and career satisfaction.
It's like we just turn you on and you just go. I love that. I love that. Because so many women just, well, I hate this term, but it is a term. So many of us as women, we just get into that head trash, you know, and we feel like we're just in a tailspin, like we have no choices, we have no options. And then there's women that flourish and thrive. And it's like, I'm curious from what you see with women, like what are, you know, is it that do a lot of them want to start a business? Are there a lot of them just looking for, you know, to get out of maybe a culture or an organization that doesn't work for them anymore? Because I have like 20,000 questions, but do you see a lot of women, Contessa, that want to start their own business? And do you help with that as well? Or do you kind of refer them somewhere else?
Yeah, so one of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to it with what we call it like a career pivot is that you have to change your career. Like, of course, I love telling people you can change your career, have that option, because most people feel like after all their education, it's like the scariest thing in the world to change a career. But I'm like, that's fine if that's what you need to do. But with just some adjustments and some Envision steps, you can actually find out that the role that you have in your company, if you just change the role a little bit, you could be a lot more satisfied in your job. Or even just looking at relationships at work, like how happy are you with your coworkers? Mm-hmm. Are you too happy? Are you not happy enough? You can, and we talk about setting boundaries. And setting boundaries is really important. And doing all these first steps and Envision steps, if you've done all these different steps that we talk about and you're still feeling just lost and not happy and completed at the end of the day, then that's the time for a career pivot or a career change. And so then we talk about no pity party. You have done everything in your life for the last 10 to 20 years to get you to this point. Everything that you've learned, you can utilize in a different career. And everything that you've done in your current career, you can utilize in different careers. And a lot of women don't realize that their skills are transferable. Like I talk about when I used to work as a substitute teacher, I learned how to command a room with a whole bunch of little children very quickly and how to build relationships and to build my reputation, you know, just from being a sub. And a lot of people look down on subs. And I said, I learned so much about being a sub. If I can walk into any room and command that room with respect, then that is a transferable skill to any job that I take after that.
I think that is cool because a lot of women don't. I mean, I know for me personally, I went through 5 mergers and acquisitions over a 13-year career in commercial banking. It's like all I got used to was change, and nobody likes to get used to change, right? And I think for so many of us, I mean, this is the year of, like, we started 2020 thinking, ooh, new decade, you know, new year and the whole bit. Look what we're going through with COVID. But, you know, I know one thing with you, you've been through a lot, I mean, a big pivot. Can you just maybe share some insight? Because so many people right now, Contessa, are thinking, you know, either one, they're working at home and they're losing their minds, or number two, it's like, is this what I've got? You know, we're all kind of going a little mentally back crazy because we're all hunkered down, you know, with not as many options as we used to have. What would be some insight you might give for anybody that's just thinking, look, this is not, I mean, obviously COVID things we can't handle, but from how to make a pivot, what would you recommend on that? I think that's what you and I were talking about earlier, was how to really pivot a little differently right now. We all have to make some tough choices.
Absolutely. COVID has definitely changed the world and careers for all of us, including men.
Yeah.
I think, like what you said, you went through that many mergers in your own career, and I'm sure you are very flexible. And flexibility isn't about just taking what's thrown at you. It's about, you know what, things are changing, and I need to think about what strengths and skills I already have that I've used before and use them in this transition time. And so another part of it is not being afraid of change. Most people, all people in this country, are going to go through about 12 different jobs or careers in their lifetime. You don't have the same job you had for 40 years and get a watch at the end of the day. That's not going to happen anymore. It's just not feasible for a 21st century economy. So just being flexible and just taking ownership of what you have accomplished and using those skills. Like I even say, write down a list. I have my list right here of every job I've ever worked and everything I've learned from that job. And so you writing down and connecting skill sets. Yeah, skill sets and skills that you bring with you to the table of what you're going to do. So if COVID-19 happens, instead of being, of course you can be afraid at first, but it's going to continue for maybe the next year. What are you going to do to be flexible and to keep going? Because change is actually good. Change can actually bring upon better things. And most of the time when we go into a new career or a career pivot or just go into entrepreneurship, I forgot to answer that question, you're going to have to deal with a little bit of change. And most times it could come from a negative experience like getting fired or laid off or getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. And you actually come out better in your next career because you're using everything you've learned until then. And some people say you don't even really flex your career muscles until you're 40 years old. You don't really even know what you want until you're at least 40 years old. So that's the time of prosperity to really get in there. So some women do want to start their own business, but it takes a lot of experience in smaller companies to understand that what is needed to start your own business. And some women, like you said, are fantastic from the gate and they start their own business out of college and they're fantastic, but most of us are not that fantastic right away. We need some time to be more, more fantastic. But I say just be flexible and welcome change. Change can bring about so many new things. And if we don't have change in an entire career, you're going to get bored, you're going to get burnt out. And that's another factor of why people right now are learning that what they were doing was burning them out. They were overstressed. And they say nearly half of all Americans are overstressed on their jobs every single day. And so it brings about, hey, is this the time for me to do something different? I'm looking at people on the computer. I see different jobs that they have. Can I reach out to marketing in my company and see if they have something? I always love talking to the marketing people. And you can talk to friends, and it's just a good time to think. This is the one time that we've all – I used to travel a lot for work, a lot, and COVID shut me down. I was about to go to Dubai, and it shut it down. And so I've had time to reconnect with my family, reconnect with my goals, and with my own company. I moved my company from being in person, which I love being with people, to all virtual. And it actually has been working out fantastic for a lot of my clients because they're very high-achieving women. It's hard for them to get away. But they have that little hour in the day where we get to meet virtually, and it kind of makes all the difference sometimes. So I actually liked where I've pivoted to, but it was hard. It was hard to say goodbye to all the hugs and handshakes
and
drinks.
I love what you're saying because it is. It's like we start thinking, it's like we get frustrated right now. It's like so many of us, like we're either like, you know, like you said, a lot of women are doing at-home schooling, you know, got the kids at home, everybody's living in the environment of the house, the office, the school, right? It's all the same thing anymore. And Yet, what's always been amazing to me, Contessa, at least right now, is talking to some of the, you know, women in our association and to all of our listeners. It's about really remembering to appreciate there are some like shiny lights through the clouds right now. I mean, it's just, it's not how anybody wants it, but when you start looking at things that way about appreciation, boy, your whole mindset changes. And you're right, things start, you kind of recognize maybe things you didn't before that you can go, oh, that's really a benefit, or I could make that change or something. That's powerful. Love that. Absolutely love that. You know, when you kind of wave a magic wand, I know you're saying, and all of us are guessing on how long COVID will last, but if, you know, we look at this for the next year, what are some really specific things that you think if a woman is saying, well, number one, we want them to contact you. So I'm going to first ask if anybody of our listeners are looking to have a conversation with you or just want to reach out to you, how would you like to be contacted? That's important first.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a lot of these things can be done on your own, but it does help. I even have my own career coach. Like, everyone should have a career coach in their life for their entire life because you deserve to invest in yourself. And so if you would like to work with me and with Contessaology and be a part of the many women that I've helped get to that life and career satisfaction, you can contact me at Contessa@Contessaology.com. Don't forget it. It's Contessa, C-O-N-T-E-S-S-A, at Contessaology, C-O-N-T-E-S-S-A-O-L-O-G-Y.com.
Contessa@Contessaology. Yes. That is so cool. That's a lot of work. We're going to definitely have a link to your site on our radio page. So know that. And if anybody has any questions, I just love the insight. We've only got a few minutes left. So I'm really curious. It's like, if there are, and this is your chance. So this is my big question, Contessa. And I know you can handle it, but you know, if you could maybe wave a magic wand and just really inspire some of our listeners to take action or take a step, or what you would recommend if they're in, let's just say they're in their funk. You know, we get that way. We think we don't have options or choices, or we just can't take that first step. What would be kind of a lasting thing that you could leave us with that we're just going to feel super inspired? No pressure or anything, but, you know, leave us inspired.
No
what
pressure.
Do you got?
what I would say is to not settle. Don't settle for anything in your life, especially your career. You have worked too hard for too many years, and it's where you spend all of your time mostly. And if you settle for that paycheck, or you settle for that boss, or settle for those interns who just don't respect you anymore, you are settling in your life. You only get one shot at this. And I say, go after, get the bang for the buck. And you need to start thinking about what really will make you happy. And it's not going to come over cocktails with your girlfriend. You're going to have to sit and really think about this. And it's going to take some time, might even take up to a week to really think about what you want. And you have to look at your past and appreciate where you've come from. If you are in a funk, you should be proud of yourself for where you have come from in all these years. You would not be the woman that you are today without your experiences. And remember, success is only defined by your own self. So if success is working 2 days a week at home for you, if success is being able to pick up your kids after work, if success is getting to the C-suite, that is success for you. Don't ever take anyone else's ideas or the Joneses to define what your idea of success is, because you will be following that idea to your grave. And we don't want that. We want you to be happy and energized and excited for the work that you do every single day, to where you can get up in the morning on a Monday and feel excited. You don't have the Sunday sad. You have the Mondays, oh my God, it's amazing today. You should start off every
happy
day
Monday.
Knowing that you're going to be happy. Happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and especially on the weekend.
Dang, I want to go bam. Like, seriously, okay, that I don't think that could be more inspiring. Next time what we're going to do, Contessa, is we're going to have the radio show. I'm just going to let you roll. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to have you inspire us and delight us and all of it. I just want to say thank you to you. This was insightful. I want to have you back, definitely. There's more. So I know there's so much more in you, and to our, you know, you for being our leading lady today, thank you for your time. And to our listeners, I just want to say thank you for listening. We are here, as you know, every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. We're here Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We are, I proudly say it, okay, wow, I'm going to use the right word, proudfully, if that's even a word, say that we are an international show. So I want to thank our international listeners. For those of you that listen in, we will be back here again for another radio show. And as Contessa said, today is Monday, so be happy it's Monday. And then be happy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but take that first step. And Contessa, thank you again for being such an awesome guest with us. And we will see you on the next show. So have a great week, everyone.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.